Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM iSeries Nation Citizens Chat Conference Call. Just a reminder, today's call is being recorded. Also, all lines will be open for an interactive conference today, so we're asking that you please engage your mute button while not speaking to help cut down on the background noise. Also, the digits *6 will not mute your phone line on this equipment. And at this time, I'll turn it over to our host, Mr. Kevin Larson. Please go ahead.
Okay, thank you very much. Hi, everybody. Thank you for joining today. Really appreciate your time. As we said, this is an open mic session. So whenever you have questions, typically we hold them for the end of the presentation, and we still will for final questions. But I want to have this be a little bit more interactive. So when you have a question, just shout it out and be happy to answer any question you have. I'll kind of pause after a few slides here so we can make sure to get all the questions in. So, and anyway, to begin, welcome. I'm very glad that you have joined us today. My name is Kevin Larson. I'm the WebSphere for iSeries Business Development Manager out of Rochester, Minnesota. This is the first of what I plan to have for sessions. This is the first of two sessions where we're going to talk about WebSphere on the IBM eServer iSeries and give you an overview of the products we have and the capabilities that they can provide you and your customers. This is what we call Start Simple. This is the product set that will help customers start simple and realize business value very quickly with WebSphere on iSeries. Now, if you have any questions after this chat that you would like to answer or like to get answers from me, you can see my email on the first slide there. Feel free to contact me at any time. You can also call me with questions and so forth. I'm happy to help you out. So if everybody's got the presentation up, I'll just kind of walk you through here. If you could turn then please to chart number 2. This is what we're going to be talking about today. We're going to go over a little bit. We're going to go through this very quickly. WebSphere, what is it? Then we're going to talk about the solutions on iSeries, the Start Simple solutions. We're going to give you a little bit of why WebSphere on iSeries is a wonderful combination and where IBM can help you get started simple with WebSphere on iSeries. So if you'll turn, please, to chart number 3. One thing I want to make clear, I would like to reiterate, a did-you-know fact. Now, iSeries, of course, is very well-known as a back-end business server for running critical business applications, as a database server for running large volumes of transactions. But did you know that your iSeries can also be a web server? It can leverage the web and actually connect the things you've been investing in for many, many years to the web, and thus allow the stuff that you've already been investing into creating more value for you. It can help you create more value, and it can get it in the hands of customers and trading partners and employees in many different types of devices and formats, etc. And that's what we're going to be talking about today, the how to do this from a simple point of view. If you turn to chart number 4, please. The iSeries developer roadmap is our key strategy for helping our ISVs and customers realize the advantage of the web. The iSeries developer roadmap is a set of steps that are not necessarily linear steps that you can undertake to modernize and improve what you have on your iSeries. Now, what this means is that traditional shops today, of course, are heavily invested in RPG and COBOL business logic, with a 5250 interface serving as the interface, using host-based development tools such as Source Entry Utility, PDM, and so forth. What we show with the iSeries developer roadmap is the advantage of taking that as a foundation and making it more valuable, not by getting rid of it or anything like that, but by continuing to invest in those applications, but modernizing them with new technologies such as new development tools, new types of user interfaces, such as the web or portals, integrating them together with other assets to allow for different types of applications to connect to each other whether they're on an iSeries in your shop or on another computer in your shop or maybe in a trading partner's shop. So the iSeries Developer Roadmap is a set of steps, and you can choose which steps you wish to undertake and a learning path that can help you build skills to progress through modernization steps. And you can see the URL at the bottom there. And if you go to that URL, you'll find a wealth of resources on modernization, including a narrated overview of the iSeries Developer Roadmap. Now, what the iSeries Developer Roadmap means for this presentation is on chart number 5, if you will. As I said, the iSeries Developer Roadmap is a set of steps that can help you modernize and realize more value from your iSeries. And each step has a set of technologies and products that we recommend that can help you with this modernization. And if we kind of map the products and their capabilities in WebSphere over the iSeries Developer Roadmap modernization steps, we'll find that the Start Simple products really focus on the first couple of steps in the iSeries Developer Roadmap, helping you modernize your development environment and also the user interface to your iSeries applications. So as we talk through these products, we're going to focus on the capabilities within that can help you achieve those two modernization steps. So chart number 6. What is WebSphere? Well, I like to think of WebSphere in terms of the name that it is. If we look at the web offers a tremendous wealth of opportunity for businesses to streamline their IT environment and business processes, to connect to people such as customers and employees in new and more productive ways, and to generally allow them to make more money in their business or save money or increase efficiencies and productivity. That's the good news. The bad news is that there's a lot of ways of doing this. That's not necessarily bad, but it's it allows for a lot of opportunity. And so WebSphere is really a sphere of applications, if you will, that encompass the web. We provide a wealth of applications, a wealth of products and technologies that really help you realize the value of the web in many different ways. If we turn to chart number 7, please. So the question is, what can WebSphere do for you? The WebSphere software platform on the iSeries server allows you to do many things, such as, from a technology standpoint, develop business applications in many different languages. From a business, a little more of a business standpoint, you can serve your customer ISV-purchased web-based applications. Instead of serving applications just from a 5250 device, you can make them available through a web browser. You can get started quickly with your first web application. As I said, you can modernize and extend your existing iSeries applications and get more value from them by hosting them on the web. Going further, you can provide a single point of access to your business applications, information, collaboration utilities, and put them in the hands of your customers and employees. You can conduct online buying and selling, auctioning, and channel management. You can integrate with online catalogs such as UCCNet's Global Registry. All sorts of different opportunities that WebSphere provides to help your business. Okay, chart number 8, please. I've kind of spread these charts throughout. And I think right now I'll just kind of stop for a second because we've segued and let you ask any questions if you have them. If not, we'll continue forward. Okay. Chart number 8, I've interspersed these charts throughout because I want to step back and when we talk about the products, it's helpful to look at them from how do they fit on iSeries and what's the topology of applications if you want to look at it from a little bit more technical point of view. So on this chart, I've kind of done a comparison here to show you what WebSphere is from a technical point of view. iSeries, of course, is a operating system platform that provides a wealth of services to applications. It's the applications that really make iSeries valuable to the customer. And these applications are written in, of course, traditional languages such as RPG and COBOL and serve to users through a 5250 device or emulator of some sort. with WebSphere, then, what we do is we add a couple of pieces of software to the operating system in the form of an application server called WebSphere Application Server and a utility it partners with, an HTTP server. Okay? These are applications that run on top of OS 400, and they allow applications not to be served to a 5250 device, but now to a web browser, and also to integrate with web technologies. On top of these products, then, you again put applications that provide value to your business, applications that are written in Java, HTML, all the modern technologies. And what we're going to show you is that these two environments can interoperate together. But we're going to kind of take this in a step-by-step fashion. Okay, so what I'm not suggesting here is that the left is replaced with the right. I'm suggesting that we take the left and the right and we merge them together. And if we look then on chart number 9, we're going to start talking about some of the products that can help you do that. The WebSphere application server is the foundation product. It's like a web server. In fact, its name implies exactly what it is. If you remember back when the iSeries was named the AS400, the AS stood for application server. It was a platform that ran applications. Well, WebSphere application server is an application server as well that can run web-based applications. And the WebSphere application server family is divided into many different editions serving different customer needs. The one I'd like to focus on is at the bottom, WebSphere Application Server Express. This is really targeted, this application server is targeted for the mid-market. It is an easy-to-use, low-cost application server that can help businesses get started with web applications quickly. WebSphere Application Server, the one right above it then, is designed for a full programming model capability of the Java environment and also a highly available environment, as we see above, in WebSphere Application Server Network deployment, where we want to cluster applications together on many different servers. There are other editions of WebSphere Application Server. We're going to focus on the first three in that chart, the WebSphere Application Server Express, Application Server, and Network Deployment. If you turn, please, to chart number, let's see, 10. My slides are holding up or hanging up here, so bear with me. If anybody has any questions, go ahead and shout them out while my computer is taking a coffee break. There we go. Yep, not yet. Bear with me here. I'm going to get up another view of this. Okay, chart number 10. I apologize for this. You might have seen a recent announcement on November 30th, IBM announced WebSphere Application Server version 6.0 suite of products. From a technology standpoint, this integrates the technologies of the Java platform at version 1.3, and the very first bullet in this slide is very critical because this is different from past versions of WebSphere Application Server. All of the Java components, all of the things within the Java programming model, are available in all of the different editions. So WebSphere Application Server Express contains all of the different Java capabilities. We've also added in quite a few new technologies to build web services. Okay, we've added technologies for designing enhanced user interfaces with Java server interfaces. Okay, what I want to direct your attention to is chart number 11. This is probably the key chart in my presentation here. You may have seen the announcement for WebSphere Application Server Express again on November 30th. Within that announcement letter, we have a statement of direction that says IBM will make the following components of WebSphere Application Server version 6 available at a later date. Again, WebSphere Application Server Express, WebSphere Application Server, and WebSphere Application Server Network Deployment. So in the future, we're going to have an announcement that details the terms and conditions and availability of WebSphere Application Server on iSeries, specifically i5OS and OS400. When that happens, I'm going to have another iSeries Nation chat so we can talk about that in more detail. But I wanted to make sure that you've seen this so you can, you know, tell your customers or make sure you see this in your shop, that WebSphere Application Server is intended to be provided on the iSeries platform at a future date here. Okay, talking from a currency point of view then, the current product set on iSeries is WebSphere Application Server version 5.1, as we see on slide number 12. Again, divided into different editions, serving different customer needs. And again, I want to focus on the bottom part of the picture there, WebSphere Application Server Express. And the reason for that is very simple. On chart number 13, again, WebSphere Application Server Express is an easy-to-use, cost-effective application server for getting started with WebSphere and web-based applications on the iSeries. And the reason why it's cost-effective is, very importantly, the bottom bullet. We include entitlement for WebSphere Application Server Express in i5OS v5R3. So when a customer purchases i5OS v5R3, they receive entitlement to WebSphere Application Server Express version 5 for all processors on their box where i5OS is licensed. All right? So they don't have to go out and make a separate purchase. In addition, WebSphere Application Server Express is still provided with some of our machines at different edition levels with the v5R2 operating system. So, for example, if you order an 8XX machine with Enterprise Edition, Advanced Edition, or Standard Edition at v5R2, WebSphere Application Server Express is included with them as well. So the point is, within the past couple of years, there have been a lot of opportunities for customers to acquire WebSphere Application Server Express at no charge. And the point is that their iSeries now comes with the pieces they need to start bringing web applications from their iSeries to the web. If we look on chart number 14, here we see a little bit more of WebSphere Application Server Express version 5. It's supported on i5OS v5R3 as well as OS400 v5R2 and v5R1. Now, if customers don't have V5 or i5OS V5R3 or haven't bought a V5R2 Editions box, they'll have to purchase this product through Passport Advantage at a low price. It's around $2,000 a CPU. Again, when we announce WebSphere Application Server version 6, we will have all the terms and conditions and migration opportunities available for our customers at that time. Now, I want to draw your attention to the right-hand side of the chart. WebSphere Application Server does require a certain set of resources on the system in order to provide adequate performance. And the amount of resources needed depends upon the applications that the customer wishes to host and the number of users that will be accessing them. It's no different than if they hosted a 5250 application to a certain set of users. And so we say that at a minimum, an iSeries machine needs to have 300 CPW and around 500 or half a, or three quarters of a gigabyte of memory, but the actual requirements will depend again on the application. Now, we have some tools that can help you determine or estimate a configuration that's needed, and I'll share those with you at the end of the presentation. Okay, chart number 15 details some more advanced products at version 5. This is the WebSphere Application Server version 5, what we call base and network deployment for iSeries. And the difference here is that WebSphere Application Server base in version 5 provides more Java programming support, more components. And the network deployment edition provides clustering for highly available environments across many different servers, and also helps you with disaster recovery. Now, the key thing I want to point out here is that at version 6, WebSphere Application Server across all of its editions will be no different in terms of its Java support. They'll all support the same Java capability. Okay, chart number 16. I thought this chart was very interesting. If you look at this, WebSphere application server is not new to the iSeries or OS 400 specifically. We've been providing WebSphere application server technology, and more appropriately, we've been providing web application capability for the last 6-7 years now. Not only that, we've included it, for the most part, in the operating system. You can see prior releases have been included with OS 400, and that trend continues today with WebSphere Application Server version 5. So iSeries customers have been provided the capability to build applications that host to the web integrated with the operating system or provided with the operating system, so they don't have to go out and purchase new products just to host applications on their iSeries. Okay, chart number 17. Now, I must be frank that application servers are interesting to a point. The technology is interesting, but the fact of the matter is that they don't do anything for you unless you have applications, because it's the applications that provide value. And in the past, we've provided the application server and then told the customer, well, you have to go out and build and buy your own applications. Well, no longer. Now, iSeries actually provides a set of applications that run on the application server that allow the customer to realize value right out of the box. These are actual business applications that they can deploy in their environment and gain value from. We call this IBM Business Solutions. This, again, is available for our customers at no charge. And there's three applications within this package, and I'm going to focus on the bottom two there. Now, chart number 18, IBM Telephone Directory. This is a very useful application if you have more than one employee in your business, I would say. This is a tool that IBMers use on almost an hourly basis to look up information about people in their company and key partners and key resources outside of their company. The telephone directory provides a searchable interface to user information, okay, such as telephone number, name and address, physical location, email address, things of that nature. Provides a photograph if they choose. And so using the web, you can search on employee information and retrieve information, as I just said, about different characteristics of a person. Not only that, but once you find the person you're looking for, you can then initiate a chat session with them or an instant messaging session with them when you integrate this product with Lotus SameTime. And so this is very, very nice tool, not only to consolidate information that typically people either put in a hard copy directory or maybe built an ad hoc web page that contained them. Now it's an actual tool with data stored right on the iSeries. And it provides collaboration capabilities for the customer in, through Lotus SameTime. Now, this is available at no cost for the first 1,000 entries. If you need more than 1,000 entries, you can talk to IBM Global Services, and they can give you a special bid. Now, another application we provide is IBM Survey Creator on chart number 19. This is just as it sounds. It allows people to create and manage surveys and host them on the web. You can ask different questions and things of that nature. And the real value here is what you can do with it. You can host a survey on the web and ask your customers to take it, and they can provide information to you about your products in terms of what they like and don't like about it, what they'd like to see improved. You can ask them questions about their preferences. What do they prefer in their life over one thing or another to help guide you in your product development. You can also use this internally, perhaps to build an employee satisfaction survey. And by leveraging the ubiquity of the web, you can distribute this at a low cost and have people take it through a common interface and have the data, the answers to the questions, stored and managed directly on the iSeries server. This is, again, another application that is hosted or served by WebSphere Application Server. So again, on chart number 20, just to reiterate, you know, how can IBM Business Solutions help you? Well, it can help improve your employees' productivity through collaboration, through instant messaging, finding people and chatting with them. You can get valuable feedback on your product from your customers. You can conduct a satisfaction survey, as you said, with your employees. Determine your customers' preferences and tastes. You can also help your employees if you have an organization composed of a lot of different skills and job descriptions. You can help your employees more easily find people that they need to get their job done. I know within IBM this is very valuable for me, as we're a very large company. Instead of trying to find an individual person by name, I can find them by the skill set they have and have them help me in my daily tasks. So IBM Business Solutions can help you in many different ways, and the thing that I want to point out is that this is an outstanding start simple solution. In fact, this can be your very first solution, as these are provided with the operating system, the application server, and the business applications. You can get these products up and running very quickly. And I'll show you where to go to at the end of the slide to help you get started with that. And so if we look at chart number 21, please. Chart number 21 now expands our picture here a little bit, and we can see that on top of the application server, we now have applications, IBM Telephone Directory and the IBM Survey Creator. These are what's available in IBM Business Solutions. They are served by WebSphere Application Server, and they interact with data stored within OS 400, all served through the browser. Okay, chart number 22, please. As you start to grow with your web capabilities, if you start first with the IBM Survey Creator, and you start to grow and you want to build custom applications, the next product that we're going to talk about here is the IBM Web Tools. Now, I want to step back a little bit here and tell you a little bit about IBM's tools in general. Currently, IBM tools are based on the Eclipse open source product. Eclipse, again, is an open source product that IBM contributed to a couple of years ago, and from that we built a set of products branded IBM WebSphere Studio. And again, just like the application server, this comes in many different editions serving different customer needs. We then, in iSeries, take the WebSphere Studio products, add capabilities to them that our iSeries customers would value, and we brand that product WebSphere Development Studio. And there's actually a couple products here that I'm going to talk about. Now, I want to stop again and make mention of the WebSphere Application Server version 6 announcement a couple of weeks ago. In that, you saw that our tool base is switching to our Rational tool platform. From an iSeries point of view, our iSeries our team that produces our development tools is in the final stages of finalizing our plans for the future of our development tools. And when we make those plans available, I will let you know the website where you can find current information on that. For now, we're gonna talk about the WebSphere Studio family of products and the IBM derivatives for iSeries WebSphere Development Studio. So if you look at chart number 23, please, here we're showing IBM WebSphere Development Studio for iSeries. This is a product purchased through our configurator, 5722WDS, and it is, in fact, a bundle of many different products. And several years ago, selling our development tools separately, we packaged them all together into one offering, calling it WebSphere Development Studio for iSeries. Consists essentially of two parts. One is a set of host-based compilers, C++, COBOL RPG, and also a graphical development environment called WebSphere Development Studio Client. Now, I know the names are very similar here, and it can get confusing, so hopefully I can tread lightly here. WebSphere Development Studio, again, is the encompassing product within which is a graphical development environment, WebSphere Development Studio Client. Now, as you can see from the chart, what we do is take the WebSphere Studio brand from IBM and add to it many different things that will provide tremendous value for our iSeries customers. And these are tools that allow you not only to continue to develop RPG and COBOL applications, but also let you develop web-based applications targeting iSeries resources, such as your data and your RPG programs and so forth. Now, last summer, we refreshed the stuff in blue there, the blue box, at version 5.1.2. So for customers who are on WebSphere Development Studio or have purchased that product, they're entitled to a, as long as they're still on their, have their active subscriptions, they're entitled to a no-charge upgrade of the development tools to version 5.1.2. Now, the really nice deal about this offering is that the stuff in blue is available to you in unlimited licenses. So when you purchase WebSphere Development Studio for iSeries, or if you've seen from our announcements this year, when you obtain it through the IBM eServer i5 520 Express offerings, okay, because many of them include WebSphere Development Studio, you get unlimited licenses of the client tools, the stuff in blue. So all of your developers can have a copy of this on the desktop. And not only can they do their traditional Java or RPG and COBOL development, but they can also use the same interface, the same look and feel to begin to develop web applications for the iSeries. This is a very nice offering. And so if we look at chart number 24, please, now we can kind of expand our picture a little bit here, because now you can see on the right, very far right, we can build applications in WebSphere Development Studio for iSeries that are based in RPG and COBOL, as I said, and applications that are based on Java and HTML and so forth that run on top of WebSphere Application Server. But the thing that's very important is that these applications can work together. And the Java and HTML can extend the RPG and COBOL to the web, creating entirely new value for customers via the web. Okay, so this is where the sweet spot is. It's not about replacing RPG or COBOL with Java. It's about how do you make them work together to provide additional value, provide more value, and touch more people in different ways. And again, this type of environment is supported with WebSphere Development Studio for iSeries. Okay, continuing to grow now with our Start Simple solutions, the next step is actually correlated with our iSeries developer roadmap. If we've just talked about modern development tools, now we can talk about modern user interfaces. Of course, iSeries applications are served through some sort of 5250 device, green screen, if you will, text-based. With WebSphere products, you can also then transform the user experience. And what I mean by that is instead of providing a user interface that's green screen, text-based, columns, and so forth, now you can transform that user experience for a certain set of your applications so that they can interact with your iSeries through something that's ubiquitous from the web, and that is point-and-click, pull-down, http://, so forth and so on, all without changing the underlying applications. What this does is it takes the existing user interface and modernizes it into modern graphical aspects. And the story I like to tell here, of course, is a story about my father, who's not on the call, so I can say anything I want about him, but he is not technology literate. He can operate a web browser, though, and he knows about how to navigate URLs, how to use the controls within a web page. And when I saw him browsing the web one time, I said, gee, Dad, do you know that that page you're working on could, in fact, be an iSeries system or an AS400 in the background? And he said, no, can't be. He used to work for IBM. Can't be. I said, well, how do you know? He said, well, iSeries is green screen. I mean, this is not a green screen. I said, doesn't matter. iSeries can now extend their applications to the web and present a new type of not just user interface, but a new user experience So now you are experiencing the value on an I-Series in a new way. When I told him about that, he said, well, I'll be darned. You know, that was pretty neat. And that's the capabilities that these products have. And, of course, what this allows you to do is to touch customers and employees in more productive ways than the green screen can provide in some cases. It can consolidate the user interface into the ubiquitous web browser, helping you reduce training costs but also improve productivity. Okay. Again, all without having to rewrite your applications. Now, there are a couple of different products that can help you do this on chart number 26. One of the products we have is called Host Access Transformation Services. Another is not actually a product. It's called the IBM Web Facing Tool, which is available in WebSphere Development Studio, as I just talked about. And also an enhanced version is available in our WebSphere Development Studio Client Advanced Edition product. And I'm going to talk about all three of these in a moment here. The thing to point out is that all three of these products generate applications that run on top of WebSphere application server, and none of them require modification of the existing source code. Okay, now on chart number 27, I want to contrast products that can help change the user experience to products that provide traditional 5250 emulation within a browser. These are good choices for when there is no requirement for transforming the user experience. If you're familiar with the iSeries Access family, it provides many different capabilities such as iSeries Access for Windows, but also iSeries Access for Web. This is a web-based product, again, that runs on WebSphere application server that includes resources and features for managing and working with the assets on your iSeries system, such as accessing the database or managing jobs and printer output. It also contains a 5250 emulator right in the browser. Okay, chart number 28, please. Let's talk about the first of three products that can help transform the user experience. The IBM web-facing tool is a feature within the graphical components of WebSphere Development Studio. Now, this is low cost because when you purchase WebSphere Development Studio or when you get it with the iSeries or the i5 520 Express Edition, you get the capability of the IBM web-facing tool at no additional charge. Now, this tool does require that an application be written, its user interface be written in DDS, and you must have access to that DDS. So if your application is written in UIM User Interface Manager, or you don't have the DDS source code for the application, you're not going to be able to modernize the application with this version of the IBM web-facing tool. If your application accesses system screens, such as it prompts the work with spooled file screen, this version of the IBM web-facing tool won't be able to modernize those types of system screens. Now, the IBM web-facing tool, again, from the DDS source code, generates an application that runs within the WebSphere application server. The good news is that for iSeries and i5 hardware models that we've announced since 2003, no 5250 interactive capability is required to access those applications through the browser. This is where the i5 Standard Edition is very attractive. They don't come with an interactive feature. You can use the web-facing tool to access those applications through a browser. Now, if somebody wants to access them through a 5250 device as well, then you would need interactive capability. Again, this edition of the web-facing tool doesn't convert system screens, and as far as transforming the user experience, this converts the entire application, all of its screens, and it preserves the screen flow. You can modernize the screen appearance by using drop-downs and things like that, and it does modernize subfiles. But again, The entire application must be converted, not just a subset of the screens, and the screen flow or the workflow is preserved. When you make changes to one of the DDS source files, you must redeploy the web application that the IBM web-facing tool generates. Now, in chart number 29, we have an enhanced edition of the IBM web-facing tool in an advanced version of our client-based tools called WebSphere Development Studio Client. Again, this is an enhanced edition of the development tools that that are included in WebSphere Development Studio for iSeries. With the enhanced edition of the IBM web-facing tool, many of the system screens that your applications may call out to can also be converted. Okay? So whereas the web-facing tool in the base edition of the WebSphere Development Studio client cannot convert system screens, the enhanced edition in the advanced edition tooling can do that. It also includes support for integrating the web-faced applications into a portal, as well as single sign-on capability using enterprise identity mapping. So there's quite a bit of advanced features in the advanced edition of WebSphere Development Studio Client. Now, this product is purchasable. You have to pay for it. It's through our Passport Advantage channel. It's priced per developer, but the good news is, and there's only a few days left here, that there's a 30% discount off list price through 2004. So the list price was around $5,000 a seat. The 30% discount reduces it down to $3,500 or something like that. So you got a few days left to take advantage of this offering. Now this is very attractive because it provides enhanced modernization capabilities. Okay, moving right along, chart number 30 provides a bit more detail on the WebSphere Development Studio Client Advanced Edition. This provides all the benefits of WebSphere Development Studio, plus through the web-facing tool, allows you to modernize some of your 5250 screens that may be embedded in your application screen flow, and you can also access your web-faced screens through a portal. But the same issues apply as in the base edition. You have to have access to the DDS source code, and an interactive feature is not required when accessing these through the webs on models we've announced since 2003. Again, the screen flow is preserved, and an entire application must be converted. We contrast that on slide number 31, then, with another product called WebSphere Host Access Transformation Services. Now, this product completely transforms the user experience, and the key difference here is that instead of transforming your DDS source code, it transforms the 5250 that is generated, the 5250 screen flow that is generated by your application when it executes. This allows you to do different things, such as you can change the screen flow within an application. A user does not have to see all of the different screens. You can combine applications, the screens from two or more applications, into an entirely new experience. As you see on the chart there, you can provide just simple transformation capabilities, bringing a green screen to the web, and then you can completely transform the user experience with enhanced capabilities that you define through rules. Okay, you define rules that say how to transform a particular 5250 data stream. So this is a product that is purchasable. It provides access to all of the 5250 screens, including the system screens. You don't have to have the DDS source or anything of that nature. You don't have to you don't have to change any of the source code. It is fully integrated with WebSphere Portal. It is priced per user. Now, this does require a 5250 interactive capability when you're accessing it through the web. Those are two key differences. This is priced per user, and then this is also requires 5250 interactive capability when you're accessing these applications through the web. Okay, chart number 32 provides a summary and a comparison of the different products that you can use to transform the user experience. And again, what is the right tool for you or for your customer? It depends. It depends on how much transformation they need versus the cost of deployment. And hopefully this chart helps a little bit with that that decision. Chart number 31 provides a bit of overview on iSeries Access for Web. Again, this provides a web interface to access iSeries resources, such as printer output, a database. You can run commands and access files. There's also a 5250 emulator. Now, you don't need interactive capability to use iSeries Access for Web unless you plan to use the 5250 emulator. Then you do need an interactive capability. Again, this is an application that's included with the iSeries Access family and runs on top of WebSphere application server. Okay, now, looking at chart number 34 and expanding our picture, we can transform the user experience with host access transformation services and the web-facing tool. Again, these are applications that are generated by the development tools and served within WebSphere application server, and they work in conjunction with your existing applications to provide not a user interface through a 5250 device, but through a web browser. Now, on chart number 35, I'm just going to go through very quickly here. We have had many customers that have achieved success with WebSphere on iSeries. This is a business in Europe that has achieved success on iSeries, not only with WebSphere, but on our new i5 hardware. And I invite you to read about their success at the link at the bottom of the page. So what is some of the value that iSeries provides? Why would I want to run WebSphere on iSeries? Well, there are several reasons. First of all, one of the reasons we've been known for over the years now extends to WebSphere workloads. The I stands for integration. From a technology standpoint, hosting web applications requires a lot of different components on your platform to effectively serve them, and it leverages a lot of different services. And as we can see here, the different piece parts, such as an application server, relational database, Java, an HTTP server, these are all included in i5 OS. So you don't have to go off and purchase them from different companies or download them from different places and integrate them yourself. Not only do we put these in the box, but we test them all together to make sure that they work, they all talk to each other correctly. All right, this really makes it easier to deploy these type of applications on the iSeries. Chart number 37, one of the things we've been doing over the past several years in our development environment is enhancing many of the different components, such as TCP/IP, our HTTP server, etc., so that they really can be better exploited by Java applications and WebSphere products. But one of the things we've done on the top end that is really unique to iSeries is we've taken some of the WebSphere products that we produce and we've made them easier to use on iSeries. We've added features to them that allow our customers to more quickly get these products up and running. For example, WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere Portal, WebSphere Commerce can all be managed through what we call IBM Web Administration. Now, maybe you're using this technology today. What it does is it allows you, through a web browser, to manage different aspects of your iSeries environment, WebSphere Application Server being one of them. It provides a common look and feel for managing these different types of components. Now, this is unique to iSeries, and this is really very useful. Chart number 38, why iSeries? Well, iSeries also is very well known for its scalability. A single iSeries can scale to service many different users. And the Java support we provide on the platform is no different. In fact, we just released the results of our SpecJBB 2000 benchmark, and as we can see, the iSeries eServer i5 595 has achieved a number one result in the industry in the 32A SMP class for this benchmark. Now, this benchmark measures performance of pure Java applications. And I invite you to read more about this at the URL provided, www.spec.org. Chart number 39, why I-Series? Well, because the I-Series is really the workhorse of your organization. It can host many different types of applications, from your line of business applications, traditional OLTP applications, to collaboration applications from Lotus Domino, web-based transaction applications through the IBM WebSphere suite of products. But not only many different applications through i5OS, it can also support different applications through different operating environments, such as what we announced this year with our i5 hardware, the ability to run AIX directly on an iSeries. You can run Linux on an iSeries, on our Power Architecture, and also on our integrated X-Series servers and X-Series adapters, where you can run both Linux and Windows. And what you can do, especially with i5OS, these applications then can leverage the integrated services that are provided in the operating system, as I mentioned a few minutes ago. Integrated security, integrated database, integrated systems management tools, integrated Java support. Our Java support is integrated way down deep in the hardware. Integrated network capabilities, such as the HTTP server and WebSphere application server. All of these are hosted on a suite of servers that scale from the very small end to the very large end. And hey, chart number 40, if you haven't seen this, you still got some time left. There is an i5 commercial on TV running through December here. The next one's coming up in a couple of days, running in prime time during these popular television shows. So make sure that you get a chance to see these and tell your customers about them as well. This commercial is also hosted on our iSeries website, www.iSeries.ibm.com. Okay, chart number 41. These are the key resources that can help you be successful and realize value from WebSphere on iSeries. The key ones I'll point out here. To better understand what WebSphere can help you with, we provide a iSeries-specific web page at ibm.com/eServer/iSeries WebSphere. As a companion to that, we provide what has become probably one of the most popular marketing artifacts we have, is the IBM eServer iSeries WebSphere Buying and Selling Guide. It's available at that URL. This contains all the information you need to know about WebSphere, whether you're buying or selling. Many different types of services within IBM and from your business partners that can help you grow skills and build solutions. Of course, I talked about the iSeries Developer Roadmap at the URL at the top. Now, chart number 42, I'm going to talk about some of those resources. This is the iSeries specific web page for WebSphere. Much of this is in place already. What I'm going to point out, if you visited this before or haven't visited this before, there's new features coming very soon within the next month, such as you can see in the related topics section there. We're going to be hosting monthly newsletters. We're going to be hosting all of the different customer success stories, like the one I showed you in this presentation, directly from this page. All the different articles that we write in the different trade press magazines. We'll have demos. You can see some of the products in action, and also you can interact with some of the products as well live. We'll have information about benchmarks and so forth. You can also see in the current page we have links to some of our key information sources that can help you, such as the iSeries Buying and Selling Guide for WebSphere, the iSeries Developer Roadmap, and more. So this is a very useful page that I encourage you to visit. Chart number 43, again, this is we have two buying and selling guides. These are very useful. We've given away hundreds of these, thousands of these, and they've been downloaded quite a bit as well. The WebSphere for IBM eServer iSeries Buying and Selling Guide details the WebSphere opportunity on iSeries, whereas the IBM Software Express Buying and Selling Guide talks about the IBM software that's available for small to medium businesses. Much of it is available on iSeries. Both of these key documents are available at the iSeries, WebSphere on iSeries website at the URL you see there. Now, very important, slide number 44. I've only talked about a subset of the products, the WebSphere products that are available on iSeries, just those that help you get started simple. We have other products as well that can help you grow fast. Now, by grow fast, I mean with the same technology base, you can expand the capabilities of WebSphere on your iSeries to do things such as hosting a consolidated portal of applications for conducting commerce and also for integrating your applications and data together. Now, I'm going to schedule a future iSeries Nation Citizens chat entitled WebSphere on iSeries Product Overview Grow Fast. It's the companion to this presentation. So I encourage you to watch the iSeries Nation homepage for that next chat session. And that's it. That's all I have. I know this was a lot of material, but I appreciate your time. And I think what we're going to do for the moderator, could we go to our survey, please?
Yes, we sure can. And we will conduct a brief two-question electronic survey. After I finish reading the entire question and all of the possible responses, please answer by firmly pressing the star key followed by the number on your touch-tone phone that corresponds to your choice. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure that your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. Our first question today is, on a scale of 1 to 4, how valuable did you find Kevin's chat? For very valuable, press star 1. For valuable, press star 2. For somewhat valuable, press star 3. Or for of no value, press star 4. And we'll pause for just a moment to compile your responses. And for our final survey question, would you like to be contacted by an IBM representative regarding today's topic? Press star 1 for yes. And again, we'll pause for just a moment. And that does conclude our electronic survey at this time. I'll turn the conference back over to Mr. Larson for any additional or closing remarks.
Well, first of all, I want to ask if there's any questions, that any last questions you might have. If you can't think of any now, of course, you can always call me or email me. Okay, well, ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your time again today. I hope to see you on future WebSphere-related iSeries Nation chats. I wish you a very happy holiday season and a happy new year, and we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you very much.
And that concludes today's conference. Thank you for your participation.